Shos Chashav Rabbanim Kol HaKol HaKadosh Hazeh. There's a story with Avshalom Chadra, and it's well known, different versions of how the story goes. He was once on one of the old streets of Yerushalayim, and there was a big commotion, people running, coming, screaming, yelling. What's going on? So someone says, there was a child who was Rachmana Litzlan badly injured, and they're running for help, and one person's trying to bring water, one person wants to bring a Hatzalah member, one person called an ambulance. Everyone's running to try to help. And there was a woman near Avshalom, and she says, nope, Shem Yazar, the child's going to be fine. And another person's screaming, but he's not fine. Nope, Shem Yazar, it's all going to be great. And 3 seconds later, someone comes running up, and he says, Savta, it's Yasala, your Yasala. She shrieks, my Yasala! Oh, what's going to be with him? Is he going to live? Is he going to die? Is he going to be able to walk? Is he going to be able to talk? My Yasala! Avshalom says, what happened? 3 seconds ago, Hashem Yazar, it's all great, it's all going to be great. And all of a sudden, it's her Yasala, and everything falls apart. What happened? Hashem Yazar, it's going to be good. It's not going to be good, Amit Hashem. It just became personal. Mayrev Rabbeisai, we're holding 5 days before Tisha B'Av. Your house is burning. My house is burning. Our house is burning. The Gemara says, "Kol dor shelo nivne beis hamikdash b'yamav kilu nechrav b'yamav." If the beis hamikdash is not rebuilt in our days, it's as if it was destroyed in our days. And that means that our house is burning right now. This moment. What are we doing about it? I think the answer for us in this room is right here. Gathering together in Nasifa to create Kvayt Shemayim in all areas of our lives is the greatest binyan abayis. The pasuk tells us in Zayis Abrocha, "Vayhi bishurun melech ve'esaseif rasheyam yachad shiftei Yisrael." When is the Rabbeinu Shlomo melech over Yeshurun? When is the Rabbeinu Shlomo's malchus manifested in the greatest form over Klal Yisrael? It's ve'esaseif rasheyam. When there's a gathering of rasheyam, the rabbonim, the meirei tzedek, the dayanim, yachad shiftei Yisrael, together with the shiftei Yisrael, Zakhar Ramban, to teach them Torah. We gather together with endless Rabbanim, Dayanim from all over the country to teach us how to live our lives day to day in the workplace to be able to guide us. We don't want to just know the halacha. We want to know the questions to know the halacha. We want to know the challenges that we don't realize. That is the greatest manifestation of Kveit Shemayim possible. In this room, what are we doing about the Binyan Abayis? We're building the Binyan Beis HaMikdash here in this room today. That's the answer to the question. And it's not Yasala's house, it's our house. I've been in the workplace now for about 8 years, learning with people, and the Nisyonis, I don't have to tell you, each person knows his own situation, but the Nisyonis are unbelievable. Unbelievable. And it wasn't created today, it wasn't created yesterday. That's the way it goes. Our lives are lives of nisyonis, because this is the way we grow. We grow in a nisyon, we grow, we take a step after a step after a step after a step. But what we need to know is how to deal with them. I get questions literally every single day. Every single day, questions of gezel, of sheker, of chanufa, all different types of questions. Can I tell my boss that I'm taking a personal lateness because I want to go to my third cousin's bris? Can I, Shailov, Gezel, am I allowed to use my cell phone to go shopping? Middle of the workday, if something's very important, I'll make up the hours at night. I mean, it's endless questions that I get every single day, and I'm sure the Rabbanim get the questions also, and I'm sure everyone has questions. We all have Shailas and questions. But the challenges on a day-to-day are tremendous. Tremendous challenges. Shailas, challenges of Kedusha, Shmiras Einayim. It's just endless, the questions. What do we do about this lamaisa? We're here today to recognize the halachas. What's okay, what's not okay. Now, when it comes to the not okay, what do we do? There's a lot of very, very difficult situations that we're all in every single day. What do we do about it? I heard a vad from someone, Abyanis and Eber, in Eretz Yisrael. Some of you may know who he is. I think he somehow comes to Baltimore somehow. He's a famous mashkiach in Eretz Yisrael, son of Rav Dov Yaffa, the mashkiach of Rechasim. And he said over Moridik Nekudin, the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yechanan, What does the pasuk mean? Lucky, praiseworthy is the person that's constantly fearful. But makshaliba, one who is strong, he doesn't care, I'm not worried about anything. Yibo bro, he's going to end up falling and self-destructing. Zakti mora, kamtza bar kamtza charav Yerushalayim. Famous story, kamtza bar kamtza, the Gemara discussed it, we all know it from kindergarten. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed as from the story of kamtza bar kamtza. I'm not going to go into that story right now. Zakti Gemara, tarnagol of tarnagolta charav tur malka. And the story of a rooster and a hen, two chickens, Tur Malka, the Gemara said, had tens or hundreds of millions of Yidden living there. You got that? Tens or hundreds of millions of Yidden living there. And they all got destroyed. Why? Like the Gemara? On two chickens. Okay? Ashaka, the Rispak Harav Beitar. There was a story, the wall of a carriage, the door of a carriage, Beitar was destroyed. So, without going into detail of all the stories, we'll take one, the story of Tur Malka, the rooster and the hen. What happened? The Gemara says like this. They used to have a minhag that anytime they made a chasana, they would have two chickens, a male chicken and a female chicken in front of the chasana and kala, as a sign, just like chickens are they multiply a lot. Therefore, you should be zeichet a lot of bracha in the family. You're starting a new family, you should be zeichet a tremendous amount of bracha. That was the minhag. So one day, there's a troop of Roman soldiers going through whichever town in Eretz Yisrael, and they see chasana. And what's the dancing in front of the chasana kala? Usually people, there's chickens dancing, okay? We need a supper, it's not the 9 days. They take the chickens, and what happens? The Yidden around are going to sit like losers, they're going to steal our chickens? No, they got up, they beat these Romans to a pulp, and they took the chickens back, and shalom al Yisrael. What happens? The Romans went back to the emperor, and they say, Mordechai, you die, the Jews are rebelling, they beat us up. The Jews are rebelling, what do you think? The king came, the emperor came, the Gemara describes the terrible, terrible, it's mamish indescribable, it's a holocaust times, I can't describe how many destructions. In that story, just the Gemara and Gittin, Daf Nun, Hey Nun, Zion, that part of the Gemara is. Simple question, I don't get this. Kamsa bar kamsa, Tanul Tanagata, this is the way it got destroyed. You're going to tell me that, forget about tens of millions, a million people died because of chickens? That's what happened? I don't know why the Gzera happened, but it didn't happen because of chickens. What's the Gemara telling us? What's the Gemara saying? And what's the Gemara teaching us with this? Even Kamtzu Bar Kamtzu, there's a lesson in Kamtzu Bar Kamtzu, so we all learned lessons about it. What's the Gemara telling us that Yerushalayim was killed because of Kamtzu Bar Kamtzu? What's the lesson? That's why Yerushalayim was destroyed? What do we learn from that? So Rabbi Yonasan Eber said in Nakuda, I'm going to embellish it a drop, but the Nakuda is a very good Nakuda. Ashrei Odom Mefachi Tamid means a person has to contemplate and think about and discuss the ramifications of his actions. If Bar Kamsa, who may have been a Rosh Merusha, yes, he went and told the emperor exactly how to get the Yidden, he was a Rosh Merusha, but still, had he contemplated for a moment about what might happen if he goes and tells the emperor Mardubach Yudai, and the destruction and the millions of people that are going to die, his own family is going to be destroyed, everything's going to be destroyed, then he may not have done it. He might have been very embarrassed on a terrible thing, but he may not have done it. You might have lost your chickens, and it's terrible, and you're not going to be losers. But if you would think for a moment about starting up with Russian soldiers, Roman soldiers, what might happen, then you might not do it. And the real lesson of the Gemara is Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ashrei Odom Mefachi Tomit, to think about the ramification of your actions. And this is the lesson of the Churban Abayis. One of the lessons of the Churban Abayis, the Gemara is telling us. Rabbi Yisai, start businesses, we get insurance for businesses, we get legal advice, banking, everything you need. What is your insurance to make sure that today's shiurim that you're listening to and hearing and accepting, because you want to hear, you want to get it, what are you going to do to make sure that you can inculcate this within the framework of your day? What are you going to do? It's tremendous nisyonis, tremendous, tremendous nisyonis. Every day there's another. I had a shayla, quick, just popped into my mind, a shayla. Someone is trying to do a refi with a credit union. Could you do a refi with a credit union? Maybe yeah, maybe not. Everyone has to become a member. Is it ribbis? Is it not? Basic shayla. No one even knew to ask the question. Every day there's endless. So what do you do about it? Lamaisa, it's a terrible, it's a difficult market. What are you going to do? I want to share a thought and end with this thought. The Gemara says in Bav Metzia Daf Pehei, Alma of the Haaretz, what brought about the destruction of Eretz Yisrael? Dover ze Amru Chachamim v'loy pershu, Amru Nevim v'loy pershu, Ad Shapirshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'asma Shenemar, Vayemar Hashem Al Ozvim Es Teirosei Hashem Esati Lefneihem. The prophets weren't able to explain, the Chum weren't able to explain what brought about the destruction of Eretz Yisrael until the Rabbeinu Shlalom himself came and explained it. Al Ozvim Es Teirosei, Zogti Gemara Amru Rabbi Dabarav, Shalei Baruch Hu Ba'Teirot Chilo. They didn't, Rashi learns, they didn't make Berachas HaTorah before, exactly what the Pshat is, the Rishonim have different Pshatim. I'm not going to go into the details of the Pshat in this Gemara. That's not the Nekuda I want to get to. Simple question. We all know the Gemara in Yuma, that the Gemara says that the first base of Mikdash was destroyed because of the three cardinal sins, the Gimel of Eres Chamuris. The second base of Mikdash was destroyed because of Sin Aschinam, baseless hatred and everything that comes along with it. The Gemara in Shabbos says other reasons why the base was destroyed, keeping Shabbos, other things. What does the Gemara mean that whatever Shalei Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila means, was a chasaron and chashivas HaTorah, whatever that means. How does it explain with the Gemara that says that there was the Gimel of Eres Chamuris or the Sen Aschinim that we all know about? What does it mean, Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila? Where does it come into the picture? I think the answer to this question will explain to us what we could do to inculcate into our lives and into our daily work days everything that we're learning today. And the answer is, the Gemara in Kedushin says, I want to read you the Lashon, it's such a fascinating Amorah, the Lashon of the Gemara, I want to read the Lashon. The Rebbeinu Shlom says the following words, Bonai, my children, Barasi Yetzahara, I created Yetzahara. Rabbi Yisai, the Chavis Havava says, the Yetzahara is your greatest enemy around. Your greatest enemy, he wants to destroy you, not just in the next world. He wants to destroy you in this world, the Chavis Havava says. Zakt Gemara, Barasi, I created Yetzahara, the Yetzahara is ruthless. And I created the Torah as an antidote to the Yetzer Hara. If you learn Torah, if you connect yourself to Torah, you will not be given over to the Yetzer Hara. That means any challenges, any responsibilities, any questions, anything that we have, Zakti Gemara and Kedushin, the Baruch Hu created the Yetzer Hara, and he created the antidote. He tells you, you won't be given over to the Yetzer Hara. If what? If you're Oiskim B'Torah, if you're connected to Torah. The Gemara in Nedarim, the Gemara in Bava Metzia, the same Gemara that says that Al Shalei Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila, the Pshat in the Gemara is Al Shalei Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila. The first thing a person has to do is a tremendous discernment in life. In Eretz Yisrael, they would tzaddikim gemurim when the Beis Hamikdash was around. Tremendous, tremendous madrigas, both Batei Mikdash, the first Beis Hamikdash, the second Beis Hamikdash, tremendous people. What happened? They taka fell into certain averis. How did they fall into those averis? Gimel averis chamuris, sin aschinam. And all the other things, the Gemara and Shabbos, how did they fall in? Shabbos, Shemir, Shabbos, they didn't keep properly. What happened? Zakt Gemara, Shalei Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila. When they started with Gevaldige Chasodim, Mitzvahs, Alza, Gevaldige Zachen. But they didn't begin B'Torah Tchila. They didn't start with the Torah. The first thing you need to know, the first lesson of everything, has to be you need to be connected to the Torah. That's the only way, the Gemara and Kedushin says. Without leaving the Torah, you could have all the mitzvahs in the world. But it's going to turn out with Gimel Averis Chamuris. That's the only way to do it, the Gemara says. Zakti Gemara, Shalei Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila, this is the cause of the Gemara in Yuma. Where did it come about, the Gemara in Yuma, that the Averis the Klal Yisrael did to bring the Churban Abayis? Shalei Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila didn't start with Torah. That's the way, Rabbi Yisai. If we're able to create the Ruach, to create within our own lives, within our own, not just in the Kaisi Beis HaMedrash, we come with the Kaisi Beis HaMedrash with ourselves into the workplace, and we're able to connect and bring our whole day to remain B'nai Torah, and connect to the Torah, and in a whole day be constantly Oiskim B'Torah, through that, we'll be able to fulfill the concept and the idea and the goals and aspirations of this wonderful conference, whatever you want, halacha conference, whatever you want to call it, Kiddush Hashem, and we'll talk to build the base of Mikdash this year. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll celebrate a Yontiv of Tisha B'Av with Mashiach Tzidkenu, Mitzvah Merv Yemenu this week. Amen.